so perky and wide awake today. I've got to tell you. You didn't really tell your story, Dave. Morning, by the way, I'm Chris Moyles.
What story?
Thanks to Moan.
You are beautiful.
No matter what they say.
No, I was going to say in every single way. So you're just taking it away from her then, straight away, didn't you?
What story?
About you waking up the other morning to come to work.
Yeah, well, that was weird, wasn't it? Because doing early mornings does strange things to you. For some reason, yesterday morning, I woke up at about 2:30, and I thought it was about 4:30, which is when my alarm goes off. So I get up, and I go to the bathroom, and I get in the shower, and I get showered and everything like that, and I come back, and it's 3:15, and I think, what am I doing? So I went back to sleep again, and then I overslept, and then you rang me at 6:15 and said, where are you? I'm supposed to be in work for 5:15.
This is obviously subliminally playing on my mind last night. I woke up at 2:30 this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. And
did you have a shower?
No. What happened was, I've got up, and I'm sat on the edge of the bed. Because I've just opened my eyes, and I've looked, and I've seen 30 on the clock. So I've gone, So I've got to sit up, and I've gone, I'll get up now. And my girlfriend, obviously from the spare room next door, has shouted, are you right? And I've gone, Jesus! Because I thought I was in bed on my own. You know that feeling, you're married, right? That was a shocker. So then I went back to bed, and I woke up at 3:30, and then I woke up at 4:00, and then I woke up at 4:25, and I'm like, so I'm up. I'm up. I've been in work for ages. I am wide awake, and I'm ready to rock the nations.
Hair looks nice.
Thanks very much. Of course, yeah, that's the most important thing about the opening link today is my hair, isn't it? Dominic Byrne's hair looks nice.
What he has.
Yeah, he's got photos of it from the 70s. Anyway, 6:57, good morning.
It's funny how
no doubt. This is BBC Radio 1. It's the Chris Moyles Show. I'm Chris Moyles. It's my show. Friday morning, here till 10 o'clock.
Good morning.
Coming up, Outkast and Keane in just a second. After we get some news and some sport from Dom and Jules at 7 o'clock.
Bex says he's staying in Spain.
And honours even in the first test.
Your newsbeat, it's now 7:03.
Let me just talk to Dominic about the news, please.
Hello.
Is it John Stewart?
Yes.
You were talking about when it came to the FA Cup?
Yep.
What was your intro to the clip you played of John, first of all? Let's talk about that.
Newsweek's John Stewart is outside the Millennium Stadium.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Is that just not on tape from outside in the street yesterday?
No. We wouldn't do that. He's actually there.
So he's outside?
He's outside the Millennium Stadium.
Now, you know, I don't want to ruin the myth of radio and the showbiz glitz and glamour and the behind the scenes of it.
No, don't do that.
But often, you know, John Stewart is outside the Millennium Stadium. I've walked outside for lunch and I've seen newspaper reporters standing outside. And I've gone, you all right? Yeah, just recording. Where are you? Istanbul. You know, that kind of thing. What it says on the licence fee.
You haven't seen that, because that doesn't happen.
I just made that up. Okay. I've seen somebody from entertainment news. Anyway, can't say who it was, Scottish fella. Anyway, he said he couldn't bother to go down unless... It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So John Stewart is outside Millennium Stadium, okay?
That's right.
Okay, let's go around, everyone. Do you believe that's true or false, Juliet? Be absolute honest, don't worry.
I can't comment.
Yeah, you can. All right, Dave, no, true or false? Do you think he's really outside Millennium Stadium?
True.
Okay, now I'll be absolutely honest, Rachel.
I think it's true.
Oh, Jesus. You're really not helping. Juliet, say it.
Having been to the Millennium Stadium.
Yeah.
I'd say it was true.
Rachel, why did you tell her to say true? It's ruined the opening link. Because let's be honest, there's no way he's outside Millennium Square. So he would have had to fight Millennium... Hello?
That's in Leeds, isn't it?
There's no way he's outside the Millennium Stadium.
I promise you.
He'd have had to file that at what? 7:10? So he's standing like 11 at 6:50 in the morning outside a stadium that's shut.
We do lots of things like that for Newsbeat.
Do you believe he's there, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course he is, because I said he was.
Now, actually, I do believe he's there. Right?
Good.
Because If he was in a car park outside,
yeah,
and he recorded it yesterday afternoon, he'd have done something like this, right? What'd he done? Just stay quiet for a sec, Jules. Turn that mic up a little bit so it sounds like he's kind of outside somewhere, right? And then he'd be like, well, I'm outside the Millennium Stadium now, we're all getting ready for the big get, right? But he's not, is he? Because if you play the clip, he sounds as miserable as sin.
The police here say the FA Cup final is a global event, so they're on the lookout for terrorism.
So you can hear the cars.
But listen,
some lorries are being randomly searched. There's likely to be checks on the way into the Millennium Stadium too. Yeah. The pubs and restaurants here in the city centre are opening early in the hope that people get here in plenty of time.
He's there.
See, now you edited that in the hope that people get here in plenty of time. By the way, can I just point out, it's 6:45 in the morning, I'm standing in the pee and rain outside a stadium that's shut for a game that's not even till tomorrow.
We did have to take that bit out, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
he's there.
Alright, okay, fine. So we'll be hearing from him again at 6:30 with a different report.
I don't think we'll be hearing from him at 6:30.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, I think, yeah.
Yeah? So we can, so I can get him to say something like, well, Chris, I'm still here outside the Millennium Stadium.
Yeah, I think we might be able to arrange
good.
That.
Well, we'll try that later,
okay.
Then. Chris Moyle Show. I believe that when I hear it. National Radio 1. 7:07.
1, 2, 3.
As I would say. Keen at Radio 1, and everybody's changing, which is great. I've got the album, can't wait to listen to it. I haven't listened to it yet, it's upstairs. Got it for free because I'm famous. Very excited.
I've listened to it.
Got the new Streets album sent as well, so anybody fancies a copy of that, not a problem. You have mine.
Don't give it away.
Got the new Ash album, got loads of albums to listen to, actually. Got an album by Shaznate from All Saints.
Oh, I got one of them.
Yeah. I might listen to that as well. Well, what we're going to do, if I drive down to the Soccer Six on Sunday at Reading, I'll load up the old CD player with a few albums and have the roof off, unless it's raining, obviously that'd be ridiculous. Crank up some fresh new albums.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Out of my stereo. You like that?
Sounds great.
During the last two records, bearing in mind that it's ridiculously early, there's lots of you still in bed, kind of going... Well, that smells. That kind of thing. We're all the same. Dave and I, and then later I, including Rachel, just had the world's smallest game of Frisbee in the corridor just outside the studios. And later on this morning, we might play Radio Frisbee in the studio. It'll be the world's most rubbish game of Frisbee because everyone's no more than two arms length away. Hmm. Where is the Frisbee?
Here.
Okay. Just...
A little go?
Yeah. But with all the wires and microphones...
It's going to be difficult.
It actually won't be as easy as it seems. Okay, so I got that.
There you go.
Okay, Aled?
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Now, throw this to Rachel and watch how Rachel catches.
No.
Come on, Rachel.
Yes. I'm going to do it one-handed.
Okay.
Oh!
There you go, I rest my case.
But, more amusingly, watch how Rachel throws.
Okay, here comes the throw.
Two. That was all right.
She doesn't spin her wrist, she just goes like this.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Everybody
for radio,
saw
Dave.
That. Yeah, of course, yeah. It was more visual than
that. What does she do again?
She goes like this.
No, I do not.
Give it to Alan. Alan, go to the corner of the studio. And throw it to Rachel and watch the girly way she catches this frisbee. She makes you look like Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
There you go. So the world's rubbish game of frisbee coming up later this morning.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9.
Yeah.
Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time.
Yeah.
That blue top shop top you've got on is nice.
Yeah.
Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high.
All right.
But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah.
Even though I would like to.
Do you know, I feel as though it's my right, it's my... It's what I was born for, to take the mickey out of Mike Skinner. Even though I really, 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 really like that record, yeah. But I have to stop for a moment to do Buzz and Off. I know it didn't rhyme, but it'll be all right. That's what you do on the street. What the hell are you doing?
That song always makes me yawn at that point.
Great.
It's a daily thing.
If we've got you yawning, how the hell are we meant to entertain the audience?
It's the song. I don't know why it always makes me yawn.
Just pause for a moment. Can you yawn with your mouth closed?
No.
Can you? I can. Mm. Can you?
Mm. It's hard.
This is something that my girlfriend has only just discovered about me in the recent, last 10 days. I can yawn with my mouth closed.
Go on, then.
And she says it's the most bizarre face I've ever pulled.
Is it like this?
Exactly, that's exactly the face, yeah. Anyone listening this morning, try yawning, but don't open your mouth. If it starts to hurt, open your mouth to let it go. But just do a...
You look like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Do I?
When, you know, when they do his mouth,
no.
And the way he can't, there's no mouth.
You know when you do his mouth in The Matrix? Huh? You obviously got a different program loaded to mine, Alan.
I take that as a compliment, Alan. Thank you very much.
I meant the mouth bit, really, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you look more like Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted than The Matrix.
721.
Right, buzz off then. 81199 is the text number, as ever. Buzz on if you like the song I'm about to play that brought in from home this morning, or buzz off if you don't like it. So, if you like the song, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off to 81199. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go! They're from Wales, Alice.
Cool.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who is it, Alice?
Was I alive at this point?
No. Who is it, Alice?
My dad.
No. Well, there's a possibility, but no. Everybody sing this as loud as you can. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, do you know what it's called?
No.
Listen to the chorus and then tell me what it's called, okay? You'll work it out. Well, what's it called?
What's get off my clown.
Get off clown. My clown. Right, no. It's a cloud, you pillock. He drives a little car and the wheels fall off. Sing it then, sing it.
Hey, you get off of my clown.
Hey, you get off of my clown.
And listener bus. There you go. 67% of the audience like that. I thought we'd have got more, actually. It's quite disappointed. I think we need to start, you know, people need to start making more of an effort and buzz off. But who was it? You do know who it was, don't you?
Oh, please don't play this game.
Seriously, anymore. Are you joking?
Hadaway.
Huh?
Hadaway.
No, who was it?
I don't know.
You really?
No, I don't
couldn't
know.
Even hazard a guess. What era would you say that was?
Before my time.
No, seriously.
Seriously, before my time.
You've never heard that song before ever in your life?
No.
You don't know who it is?
Oh, we must do this more often.
Mm. No.
That's the Rolling Stones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. One of the biggest bands in the world.
That'll be true.
And the song is called?
Get Off My Clown. I'm not a big fan of the
Get
Rolling
Off
Stones.
My Clown. Not Get Off My Clown. His name is Bozo. He's got a big red nose and huge shoes. Oh, Lord, give me strength. Lost Prophets, Last Train Home to the Clown. Alad knows nothing, nothing about music. It is shocking.
Mm.
Do you have any idea who that is? I know, my dad. Well, actually, there's a chance, do you know what I mean?
Let's be honest. His dad's not Mick Jagger.
You never know, do you? Alad just won Rear of the Year. And Mick Jagger's always sticking his bum out when he's on stage, going like this. That's what he does. Dominic, I don't know, you look like you just saw Mick Jagger.
I really do, that was scary.
That's what he does. This is what he does.
Hey, you, get off my home.
That's uncanny.
Isn't it? Yeah. I know. Oh my God, stars in her eyes.
You should do.
Yeah.
Come here, you. You were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I'm going to put my arm round you.
When he holds you just a little bit too close.
Yeah, it's a little bit dodge.
Oh, so tell us about the person you're going to be.
Well, Matthew, he has big lips and sticks his backside out.
Are you being Alad?
No.
And why did you choose this singer?
Well, I've always been a big fan of his, and lots of women I've slept with say I look just like him.
Go on. Who are you going to be?
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Mick Jagger. And I love the way Matthew always goes, Mick Jagger!
Pillock. BBC.
Newsbeats. I don't think I'll ever go on that show, then.
Not now.
I've got a live band from Stars in Their Eyes.
You could do the kids one with Cat Daly.
I don't think so. I think I might be a bit too old for that show. Unless I go on and be a child singer.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like
LaToya from S Club Juniors. I don't know what the names are. What?
The drummer from Hanson.
I was just trying to think about famous
scenes. Tonight I'm going to be the drummer from Hanson.
The drummer from Hanson!
I just sit there like that. And everyone starts clapping like that. Oh, should we do some news?
Yep.
Are you ready to do some news, Dom? You have a serious face on.
Go.
Okay, all right. 7:33.
And it's on the front pages of most of the papers this morning. David Beckham has ended speculation about his... It's come out that just after the Second World War, the RAF were planning to train pigeons to carry out bombing missions. Secret documents show commanders were thinking about fitting the birds with tiny bombs and then getting them to fly into enemy territory.
No, they weren't.
It's true.
That's so not true.
It is, because...
No, it's not true.
It is. No. Tom Birch.
No.
You'll know him from
He's
the Royal...
He's made him up. He's made...
It's not. There's a story in the paper today, and the headline is Kumikaze.
Mm-hmm.
It's about pigeon bombers.
It is true. It's all true. Tom Birch is from the Royal Pigeon Racing Association.
Of course
he is. This is what he says.
You can't direct a pigeon to go to a different place. He will carry out his normal instinct of returning to his home loft. And I've talked to the people at the top of pigeon racing, and we have no knowledge whatsoever of it.
This is fatally flawed, isn't it? Because pigeons return. So if they haven't dropped the bomb where they're supposed to, they just bring it back to you.
You?
What was that word?
Hello?
And then drop it back where it started.
Dave, I really don't know. I'm just reading the pigeon information I've been given.
Let me have a go at this news story. It's come out that just after the Second World War, the RAF were planning to train pigeons to carry out bombing missions.
Fact, Dom wins.
Fair enough, then.
Oh, let's have some sport, then. New Zealand will continue their first...
It's now 7:38.
Right then, pigeons. Look, here's the map here. Now, I want you, Pete Pigeon, to lead the squadron from here all the way to here.
Yes, sir.
Right. Don't... I haven't finished. Woo-hoo. Now, when you... Stop talking at the back. Now, when you get to this point here, release the bombs that you're carrying with your feet or something. Then, as soon as you can... Fly back to the rendezvous point here, where, if the mission has been successful, you will be able to eat nuts from a green bag hanging from a tree branch.
Pigeons don't eat nuts.
I don't know. Whatever they eat.
Seed.
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 Seaweed. Yeah. Trifle. So, a banquet of hot dogs and seed. You will get a sesame seed bun. There you go. The burger for us, the bun for you. Back to the rendezvous point here. Woohoo! Are you listening? There you go. Trucks away, and don't spare the horses. They're the best of all the animals. It's 7:39.
He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. When morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Oh! Oh!
Natasha Bedingfield, single, on Radio 1.
Morning at 7:47.
Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
News legend.
I can't do that noise, so... Hello.
Right. Okay, so what have you got for me?
Well, you know you lot are going out to Portugal.
Me and Juliet aren't. You lot.
But that doesn't matter, because I'm helping you in your bid to enjoy a successful stay in Portugal by learning Portuguese.
That's right. What they speak there.
They do. All of them.
Yeah.
We phoned up, when we were trying to find David Hasselhoff, as most people know, we phoned up a hotel in Hawaii, spoke to the Waikiki Hotel.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
And got her.
Mahalo.
I found the Portuguese equivalent of that woman. This Portuguese woman is called Mafalda.
Right.
She does have a surname, but she tried to tell me it three times.
Hyde.
No, it's not
Mafalda Hyde.
Should we call her that anyway? She had a surname that I tried to spell three or four times, and it's very, very long and...
Mahalo.
Portuguese.
Right, well...
I found the number out of directory inquiries, wherever you find it, and I called it.
Welcome to Villa Galeta Vira Hotel.
What?
We'll answer your call in a few moments.
Right.
Please hold.
Nice music. Hello, is that Mafalda?
Hello, yes.
Hello, it's Dominic from the Chris Moyle Show. How are you?
Hello.
So, you're ready to be our Portuguese teacher?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I've got a list of phrases here.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you so far away.
You're listening... Sorry?
I'm listening to you very bad.
Oh,
you're far away.
How's that? Does that sound better?
Not really.
I'll see if I can turn myself up a bit. How's that?
A bit better.
Okay, I'll try and be loud. You can hear me okay now?
Yes, sort of.
See,
fine start.
I think she could hear you clearly.
Yeah.
She just said she was listening to you bad. You are bad.
Yes, thank you for
That's
that.
That's what she means.
She's nice.
Right.
She's 24. She's in charge of the PR department for the hotel. For calling this hotel.
what's her name again?
Mafalda.
Hyde.
Hey.
Right,
so, some Portuguese phrases for you when you go out to Portugal.
Yes.
Crucial stuff that we need to get by.
It's stuff that you'll... Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's start with the basics.
Okay, these are the very basics.
Right.
Hello.
Hola.
Okay. Hola.
That's the same as Spanish. That's
hola.
Easy.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Are confident with that one?
Yeah.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay.
I can do that.
So you've said hello.
Yeah.
Probably want to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Adios.
Adios.
That's the same Spanish as well.
Yeah. You have to do the ush.
Adios.
Oh. Adios.
Adios. I think she just have a lisp.
No.
Adios.
My family doesn't have a lisp.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay. So, this is real.
Adios.
Ush.
Hola.
All right. The basics, so yes.
Sim.
Right.
It's very similar to Spanish, isn't
sing.
It?
See.
Sing.
See.
She's kind of saying sing.
So that's just saying sink.
Yeah.
Sing.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
And then so you've had yes and you obviously want to have no?
No.
No.
It's the same.
Hang on. So you had said you're on the phone. So can you just tell me what the Portuguese for no is?
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
Oh, well, don't be like that then.
Okay, so that's the basics. So you'll be fine there. You arrive at the airport,
that's
somebody
fine.
Speaks to you in Portuguese, you'll say si or la or something like that. An important phrase that you will be saying a lot during your stay to justify your stay is, it's work, not a holiday.
Yeah, it's not a holiday.
Yeah. It's work,
no,
not
Dom,
a holiday.
But it's not a holiday, Dom.
Well,
it is work.
Well,
it's
you're
not
in
a
Portugal
holiday.
Next to a swimming pool.
It's
so
working, though,
okay,
Dom.
Okay, so here we go.
É trabalho, não férias.
Oh, you're having a laugh, are you?
É trabalho, non férias.
É trabalho, não férias.
Wasn't Balu in the Jungle Book?
I think it was, yeah.
É trabalho, não férias.
É trabalho,
não férias.
You don't have to do it in her voice, Dave. You can do it in your
voice. Oh, in my own, right. Yeah.
What are you doing here in Portugal, Dave?
É trabalho, non férias.
Okay, see.
É trabalho, não férias.
Okay, so that's, okay. What's that? It's work, not a holiday.
Yeah, it's work, not a holiday.
Okay,
all right,
fine.
So you've got hello, goodbye, yes, no, it's work, not a holiday.
Right.
You know, you're almost fluent.
Okay.
Yesterday we were talking about Soccer 6,
yeah.
And your suggestion that Juliet turns up to Soccer 6 in a tight top.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you came out with the immortal phrase, tight tops, happy charities. Okay? Now,
is this strictly essential?
It's not essential. It's not essential,
right.
Dave, but it's something that you could just throw into conversation to sort of give the impression you're more fluent than perhaps they would think you are.
So we're in a Portuguese bar, mm-hmm. One evening having a drink, and a girl walks by the tight top, mm-hmm. And you and I turn around to the barman and we say,
top apertado, feliz caridade.
What?
Are you sure she's Portuguese and not Russian?
No,
top
she's...
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
Top apertado, feliz caridade. Absolutely word perfect, Dave.
Nelly Furtado, fleece curry powder.
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
There you go.
Absolutely. Hola. Okay, and this is the final one, which you'll be using a lot, I'm
okay.
Sure. In honour of car park catchphrase.
Yes.
Nice wheels. Which this took about 10 minutes to explain what I was trying to say to her in English.
Funny that.
Mm.
And how did you explain it?
Nice whales is what she thought I was saying originally. So I was talking about sort of sea.
That's something for Alan.
Yeah. Nice wheels.
Belas rodas.
There you go.
And again?
Belas rodas.
I think I once heard that line before while I was watching the Portuguese version of Only Fools and Horses.
Belas rodas.
Belas rodas.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I think we've got that sus now.
Easy Portuguese.
Mafalda's on standby if we need any more for next week.
Who?
She's very happy to oblige.
Who is?
That's Mafalda.
Hide.
Is on standby
right,
for next week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
And I'll tell you something else.
Hope it rains. Sorry?
Belas rodas.
I want to say it's work, not a holiday again, all right?
É trabalho, não férias.
There you go. Thank you, Dominic. Chris Moyle. 7:54.
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
I like that a lot, Avril Lavigne. Sorry, I was just singing over the end of it there. Playing freshman. Don't tell me from Avril. Nikki has sent in a very, very bizarre text message. This is a real test of your sense of humour. If you're intelligent, you probably won't laugh at this. If you're childish, immature, and laugh at people who break wind in a lift, like me, you'll probably laugh. Nikki texts in, I can't say Portuguese. I always pronounce it... Porky cheese.
Porky cheese.
So we've decided, when we're in Portugal... All of us, at one point, in a bar, to a complete stranger, have to say, are you local? Are you Porky Cheese? How childish. Right, Dave. Okay. I'm going to test you on some of your Portuguese.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, what is this?
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
Ah, that means tight top, happy charities.
Tight top, happy charities is the right answer. Okay, mm-hmm. Well done. Thank right. You. Next one, Dave.
Yep.
Belas rodas.
Nice wheels.
Is the right answer. All right, okay, now, and what about this one?
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff.
And again, please.
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff.
I think it's something like, I love the music of David Hasselhoff.
Absolutely bang on.
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff.
I love the music of David Hasselhoff too, you gorgeous pokey cheese, you.
Excuse me, are you Pookie Cheese?
Sim.
Right, okay. Cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. What's the name of that woman again for Portugal?
Mafalda.
Hyde.
Thank you.
Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. One. Coming up, Deepest Blue, we'll play Khalees. God. Sorry about that. Can I go for that again? Mahalo. One. Here's Tom and Jules, the news and sport. It's 1 minute past eight.
Beck says he's staying in Spain.
And honours even in the first test.
Newsbeat is now 4 minutes past eight.
Here I am outside the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, reading my script. I am really here, honest, and not really in the car park. Recorded from yesterday.
John Proof.
Yes.
John Stewart is outside Millennium Stadium.
Yes, I want proof.
Right, he said he wasn't all morning.
Yes.
Right.
I want proof.
Here is the proof.
Right.
Yes, Chris, I am here, and if you want specifics, I'm outside gate 3 at the moment, and I can prove to you I am in Cardiff. Can you tell Chris Moyles what city we're in?
Well, city, Cardiff.
There you go. News wins.
That person wasn't Welsh. He edited himself there. Can you tell Chris Moyles what city we're in? Edit.
Cardiff.
Okay, all right, fair enough then. He is outside the balloon. So hang on, does he have to be out there all morning? Because there's nothing happening.
He's back in his hotel room at the moment having breakfast.
That's nice.
And then he's going to go back there for Newsbeat for lunchtime, I'd imagine.
Where he'll go, I'm still standing outside the Millennium Stadium.
Gate three,
still nothing happening. But I'm still with a man to prove I'm here. Please tell everybody which city we're in.
I told you already, it's Cardiff.
Stupid.
What is wrong with you?
I can't do the voice.
Bella's Rodders.
Shut up. Oh, man.
Bella's Rodders.
There you go. Now the mall is a success. You'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
Bella's Rodders.
The Chris Moyles Show. Now with more listeners. National Radio 1. 6 minutes past eight. It's Friday morning. For a lot of you today, it's your last day at school. Hooray! It can only get better. Right, Khalees next. This is Deepest Blue. The sun will always shine on you. All together now. Khalees. Radio 1, before that, Deepest Blue, Dave.
It's a nice record.
Great record.
Brilliant record.
Trick Me by Khalees comes out next week.
Good.
Right. Saturday, 10th of July, okay?
Yep.
It's Sport Relief Night, where lots of stars from the world of sport help raise money for people from both the UK and all around the world who need a bit of help to improve the quality of their lives. Isn't that nice?
Very good.
The work starts long before that, though. And this year, they'll be raising loads of money with the Sport Relief Mile. I know they're still on the marathon music, but just go with it. Okay? You may have seen the big adverts on the BBC Telly. 14 venues up and down the country will be hosting events, and with lots of smaller events taking place around the UK. You may see there's a big advert with Gary Lineker and loads of people talking about doing a mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can run it, you can walk it, you can crawl it, it doesn't really matter.
But you've got to do it.
Yeah. They're trying to get everyone to do a mile at the same time and raise money for Sport Relief. So I've decided I'm going to host my own mile in Leeds.
The Moyles Mile.
Moyles Mile. So basically, I need listeners of this show to be there with me, otherwise I look like an idiot running on my own.
Who's that fat bloke over there?
It's Chris Moyles raising money.
What? Oh, fat Moyles, eh?
That kind of thing. Which is what I normally get anyway. So if I'm running the mile, you have to run the mile. No excuses. End of. That's that.
So if you want to join me in Leeds for the Moyles Mile, or you want more information about the other Sport Relief Miles, here's what you do. On the website, it's www.sportrelief.com. That's sport, as in S-P-O-R-T, relief, as in R-E-L-I-E-F.
All together.
Yeah, Sport Relief. Mm. All the information you need is there. You get your registration pack and all that, blah, blah, blah. So www.sportrelief.com. And we'll do the run Saturday, 10th of July, isn't it?
I think it's 1 o'clock, the mile.
I think it is, yeah. So I'll do it in Leeds. I don't know where we're going to do it. We'll probably choose somewhere like a big park or something like that. Close to a pub. And that's, I think that's the plan for me, anyway.
Well, if you worked it out where you started a mile away from the pub...
Brilliant.
You just run straight in,
brilliant.
Wouldn't you?
Finishing line can be the car park.
Yeah.
So I've been roped into it, so you have to do it as well. Are you up for it?
I'm doing it here, actually, because I'm going to be in London.
Right.
I'm doing it now.
Oh, you'll be on the air.
Yeah, but we're going to try and do it next door in the world-famous Live Lounge on two running machines, me and Chappers.
I like that. That's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hooray! Dominic? Yeah, reluctantly puts his thumbs up. Juliet? Yes? Will you do a mile?
She's got a funny face.
Yeah? There's a pint in it for you of wine. Good. She said she'll do 5 miles. Alad has disappeared, strangely enough.
He'll do it.
Ain't nobody running. I can run a bath, let alone a mile. I'm rubbish. Ooh. But I have a lovely backside. So the Moyles Mile, then. We want you to take part in Leeds, Saturday, 10th of July, www.sportrelief.com. And join me and raise lots of money for Sport Relief this year. Thank you. 10th of July, which means what? I've got 6 weeks to train, haven't I? Easy, easy. Ah, here's Alan.
Hello.
Hello, do you like my way of the year? It's very pert, you know. Howdy, hi.
Hello, do you like my way of the year? See, I can't even do it when I'm trying to do
it. You can't do a Welsh accent.
No, no.
So you go up for the mile?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Alan just said, by the way, off the air, it's only a mile, that's really easy.
Isn't it? We used to do more than
that's
that.
That's fine, so you'll come first then.
When we ran around the park.
You'll come first.
Is it a race?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's just, you've got it. What you do, basically, it's the same thing. It's the kind of thing you haven't done for years. Right? Put your name down, decide you're going to do it. You've got, 6 weeks to train for a mile. And for those of you who are going, I've never run a mile in my life, it'll take you...
It's easy. Four minutes.
If you did it as... If you plodded, really plodded, you'd do it in a quarter of an hour. That's like the slowest. You know, if you can jog, you'll do it in 10 minutes. That's all it is, 10 minutes.
Are we all doing it?
Yeah. Dave's not, he's going to be here.
Oh, yeah. Doing it, though.
But you're going to have to... you get sponsored, then. Okay. And then when he goes to Sport Relief, which is like Comet Relief, but sporty.
What we can do is we can compare times.
Yeah. If you want. But I wouldn't really get bogged down with the whole timing issue, no.
Things are taking part that counts.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's raising money.
Yeah.
I thought you were quite good at running, Chris.
I used to be.
Well, you'll be all right.
No. See, it's not a competition for me. It's a charity event.
It's the taking part that counts.
I think so, yeah. It's the money, actually, that counts. The taking part is nice, but I think they want money.
Yeah.
It's your money I'm after, baby.
Not a nice Wonder Stuff reference.
Thank you very much. I don't know where that came from. It was nice, wasn't it? So, Saturday, 10th of July, basically, these miles up and down the whole country, so you can go to, like, you know, different places like Wolverhampton or Nuneaton or Loughborough or Cambridge or wherever it will be. And I'm going to go to Leeds. Hooray! So we'll do it in Roundy Park in Leeds. The Moyles Mile. And you can come and see all of us. And apart from Dave, who'll be on the radio. On a treadmill in the studio, which I would love to see photos of. I just like the idea of going... That's Khalees on Radio 1 and Trick Me. Isn't that right, Choppers? Yeah, that's fine, yeah. It's 1:05. Hello?
Remember what happened last time we had a treadmill in the studio?
Will fell off it.
I know, but that's because he's uncoordinated. And he has those big, stupid, flappy feet of his.
He tripped over his own feet on a treadmill.
No, he's like,
fell and took a lump out of his knee.
Like running in flippers.
Killing. So if you want to join that with us, please do, because it'll raise money for charity and it's all good. www.sportrelief.com. It's 8:22.
Oh, what a strike!
One big kickoff!
I love that record. I really, I think it's fantastic. Because when we do the 1 week weekend in Derry adverts, when we go, what's that stupid music in the background? Because I didn't realise it was Faithless.
And it's not stupid.
That's right. It's big and indeed, it's clever.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Faithless and Mass Destruction. It comes out a week on Monday, the 31st of May. They're going to be in the live lounge for Joe Wylie on the 1st of June and headlining the live arena at Homelands this year. But of course, you knew that already, didn't you, Dave?
Of course.
All right. Okay, let's get on Jet next because it's absolutely fantastic. Before that, let's get some news from Dominic at 8:31.
And it's on the front pages of most of the papers this morning.
One Road Travel.
A Road Friday visits South Ayrshire this morning. It's the A77. There are temporary lights in force on the Ayr bypass. It follows a burst water main southbound at the A70 junction.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
Junction. It's 8:37 now.
Shut up.
That's why I was doing it slow, because you weren't anywhere near the button.
What do you think of me?
I think you're supporting a new football team.
I'm not. I'm just...
I
I'm
think
just,
you are.
I just got sent the shirt.
So...
What?
Just a funny noise then.
Yeah, someone just went...
Sorry, my chair farted.
Someone just did fart. Did
no,
you
my,
just
my chair did it.
We'll do it again then.
Well, I can't now, can I?
You, there you go. Liar.
Do it again. Oh. No, that wasn't it. It was more a...
Don't, can't do it. Sorry.
Boom. What's that? Boom. So now I just got sent the, I've got sent a Real Madrid shirt, which is nice. I thought I'd put it on halfway through the sport.
Name on the back?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to put, I'll put yours.
What, really?
But just before the news, you may have heard me say, it smells. And
yes.
Rachel going, oh, that stinks. And it's yes. The shirt that smells.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because it's brand new. And it hasn't been washed.
It wasn't that you cut the cheese.
Rachel, be honest.
It stinks.
But it wasn't me, was it?
Hmm?
It wasn't me, was it?
No.
No, it wasn't. So there you go. I'm tucking it in, so I'm going to take it off.
It's got like a kind of inner panel to it, hasn't it, that Real Madrid shirt?
What do you mean, an inner panel?
Well, look, when you take it off now, it's got like a kind of... It looks like you're wearing a vest underneath it.
Well, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
Most football shirts are like that.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Don't it's new it. Anti-sweat technology or something.
Is it?
Mm. Okay. All right, Juliet.
Thanks.
The middle bit there, this is brand new, right, and I'm not missing. Oh, I just want you to smell my badge, okay? This is, you know when stuff's new?
A new feature on the show.
For people of a certain age, we just got sent a bag of stuff, okay, from a mobile phone manufacturer that may be also have links with Real Madrid, and ex-Arsenal England goalkeepers with long hair. Called David, but if there was two Davids, like maybe David and his brother, there would be two. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Right. Also, one of Alan's favourite words. So this stuff got sent to us, and it smells of. Now, and this is only for a few people who understand what I'm talking about. Do you remember the smell of freshly bought Smurfs from the garage? Right. Do you remember that smell?
Very highly plastic.
Okay. Right. Oh man. However, this smells more just like generally of petrol station. So, Juliet, if you'd like to just
smell,
and
like
I want
that.
You to take a big whiff of it.
Smell it from here.
Okay, a big, put your nose in, take a really
up.
Big whiff. Yeah. Nice wheels. So I thought the reaction wasn't exactly what I thought.
That smells.
Yeah, Dominic, would you like to have a sniff? Dominic, yes, sniff my shirt.
I'd like to sniff your badge.
No, not
the
badge.
That's awful. That's,
not the badge, but actually the actual shirt, though.
You know when you burn rubber?
Well,
no,
what can I tell
like
you?
That.
Most Friday nights.
Oh,
that's
stinks.
More of a petrol smell.
No, it isn't. That's a toxic chemical. Not
well, anyway,
toxic.
So there we go.
Do you want it back?
The point of that being... no, just throw it behind you. The point of that being... Not on the floor, I meant on the table.
Sorry.
The point of that being, if there is a smell now wafting around the studio, okay, Alan...
It's really strong.
Have you smelled Chris's badge?
No, leave it.
Smell
so
it.
So, everyone now smells the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shirt's been near you all.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alan walks in and goes, "Oh, oh God, oh, that's awful." Yeah, it smells, doesn't it? No, I just meant that colour just wouldn't go with my shoes or my eyes.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy and he wants to play for Leeds. Cause of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead, dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley.
It's true.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
If you are still in bed, and you really should have got out of bed by now, or if it's about your normal time, then you have to get out of bed for this song and bounce around the bedroom. No excuses. Throw the duvet off and bounce. Right? Get ready. Out of bed, on the floor, now. Go! Ridiculous. Stupid. Are we on?
Mm.
That's Jean-Jacques Smoothie. I love that record. It's great, isn't it? And two people. I'll play that for you if you are schizophrenic.
Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
I doubt she'll be listening because she's probably getting a well and rest. But just in case, my very good friend Sarah Cox is up vomiting violently with a bit of morning sickness. I'd like to say morning, Sarah. It's our last show today.
Morning, Sarah.
Before she goes and has the triplets.
It's only one, isn't it?
Yeah. And Joe Wiley's coming specially to bake her a cake. She's coming early. Have you wet the bed, Wiley, or what? It's 9:45. She's not coming in. Nah, she won't come in. She's too scared. She's not used to an audience. Oh, here she is. Morning, Joe Wiley.
Morning.
Oh, did you win the bet? What are you wearing?
You've taken them.
Did Kelly knit that for you?
She's not this involved. No.
Are you all right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You're looking beautiful.
Very good opening link this morning.
Aye. Very good. No, don't do that, Chris. Joe Wiley, that. So, John Peel the other day, Joe Wiley today.
See, we're friends with the legends.
I'm feeding the love from my colleagues, that's what I'm doing.
Wonder who it'll be on Monday.
I'd love to feel
probably
Joe,
Spoonie or someone.
To feel Joe Wiley's love, I'll tell you that. Tiger, seriously. One of the best 2 minutes she's ever had. Where was I, anyway?
Soccer 6.
Oh, Soccer 6.
No, I wasn't.
Sarah Cox.
Yeah, it's Cox's last show today. So, morning, Sarah. Have a lovely day. Enjoy your show. Play all your favourite records and do everything that you've not been allowed to do the last few years. Yeah, I'd laugh myself silly if she took us. Pulled a sickie.
Well, I'm not coming in today. I'm not feeling well. Bye.
Go to Walton Towers. I just can't really go on any of the rides, can she?
They're not advisable for pregnant women, I don't think.
I'm not really up on the whole pregnancy thing.
I think you can on the log flume, can't you? Because that's quite gentle.
No,
she's quite heavily pregnant.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Sorry yesterday. And, right, I like Sarah. And you know, no matter, Sarah and I get on really well. No matter what the papers say about us, we get on great. And Sarah's great. But I've got to say, and I really hope she doesn't give me a kick in the balls for saying this, but she did turn up yesterday. We're outside. And she did have a look of, "I just want this baby out of here now," on her face. Did you get that?
Mm.
It was just a look of, "Don't talk to me, don't look at me. I ain't even stopping to say hello." You right, Sarah?
Yep.
Just looked like the she was thinking, "I want this baby out now!" I may be wrong.
Must be hard work being pregnant, though, mate.
Hey, now she knows what it's like to be me.
Yeah, carrying all that weight around.
I'm telling you. Boobs flopping everywhere, big belly in the way.
For her, it's only 9 months. For you, it's a lifetime.
Hey, Coxie, welcome to my world. That's all I'm saying. So, anyway, have a great show. Make sure you're listening today from 3. Coxie's last show before she becomes a mummy. Today from 3 at Radio 1. Right, Soccer 6. Are we all up for this?
Yep, Sunday.
Okay, I am the manager of the Radio 1 football team. This is Soccer 6. It's Sunday at Reading FC. You can phone up and buy your ticket. Phone up the normal Radio 1 number, 08700 100 100, and go to the live events line, okay? And then press option 1, I think. It says, "If you'd like to hear information about Soccer 6, press 1. Then you press 1, and hopefully it'll work. And that'll give you details of how to get tickets. But please, come down. It's Sunday. We want to get as many people there as possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll run through some of the people that are there in a second. 08700 100 100. Live events line is option 2. And then I think you press option 1 for the actual Soccer 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please, 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 wherever you live, unless it's like, you know, like Orkney. I mean, maybe it might not be worth it, but if you live in a kind of like 200 mile radius of Reading, get yourself to Reading.
Come. It's a nice place.
Isn't it, Rachel?
I did the Reading Half Marathon there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Brilliant, fascinating. Mm. So anyway, I am manager, Dave is coach. Oh no, driving the coach.
No, I'm first team coach.
Okay, well. I'm manager, I decide. Right?
I'm first team coach.
Hey. I'm the manager. Who's the manager?
You are.
So who decides?
You do, technically. But I was in place before you came on board.
Will Young. I am manager, I decide what job you have, okay? As it happens, I will make you first team coach.
Well, that's agreed then.
Okay. agreed?
Yes.
All right, so here we go then. Here are some of the football teams taking part. Snow Patrol, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're a band. And I believe their ex-pro is Terry Gibson.
Which is true.
Who's he?
Ex-pro.
Do you have any more information about Terry
Gibson?
Terry
Gibson used to play for Wimbledon?
Yeah, I've got written down here Northern Ireland manager, but I was letting you say that, so it'd sound like...
Jules Wimbledon, Terry Gibson? Yes.
Right, okay. Was he also the Northern Ireland manager? No, he wasn't. Right, okay. Is he the Northern Ireland manager? No, so that's absolutely wrong there. Okay. I'm just going to read out names and not pretend that I know who Terry Gibson is. How about that?
Wimbledon, Swindon and Peterborough.
There you
Mr.
go.
Gibson. All he right. used to be assistant manager at Wickham with Laurie Sanchez, who is the Northern Ireland.
Fascinating. Star Sailor have got Paul Dalglish as their ex-pro. Now, here we go. Watch this. Without any information, son of Kenny played for Liverpool.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
And Blackpool.
Paul never played for Liverpool, did he?
All right,
and Newcastle.
He was on the books at Liverpool.
Oh, was he?
He was on the books at Wigan, too.
Mm. You know nothing about football players, you, Dave. Six Amigos, right, who have got a few people from Hollyoaks, and Mike Squeaky McLean, who used to be on The Big Breakfast and now is on Richard and Judy. Oh, hang on, we've just lost half our audience. They've all run to the phones to book their tickets. Blazing Squad are there. Seriously now, I really want Colin Murray and or Chappers and or Spoonie and or anybody else on our team to give them a right good kicking. Come on, it's for charity. Mark Bright is playing with them. D-side are playing. Now, I have no idea who these Egypts are. Apparently they're Irish. I haven't heard any of their records. I don't know who the hell they are. They're a boy band who don't seem to get in the chart. Who the bloody hell are D-side?
Shane, Ryan, Dane, Derek and Damien.
Okay, sorry, I didn't realise that. Plus a few Hollyoaks people. There doesn't seem to be a Hollyoaks team, but Hollyoaks seem to be in all the other teams.
Sprinkle them around.
EastEnders cast members will be the six Londoners. There's also the... Now, I think this will be the best team. You ready? The Super Six, which is Dean Gaffney, Tony Hadley, Lee from Steps, and Paul 19 Hardcastle.
So it's the same Paul Hardcastle?
Yeah.
Who also did the theme for the BBC holiday programme.
On Top of the Pops.
Mm.
Brian McFadden has got a few of his mates in a band, including Patrick Keelty in goal. And then there's Six Life, which is West Life, featuring Danny Dyer, the actor, who's a good little football player, and Mickey Thomas. And then the Radio 1 team, and I can officially announce now that the Radio 1 team at Soccer 6 this Sunday in Reading will be managed by myself, first team coach Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And then Spoonie, Chappers, Colin Murray, Michael Greco, Jim Alexander.
Who's he? He's the keeper out of Dream Team.
Oh, out of the sky?
Mm.
Ah, right.
Yep.
Harvey, Ralph Little, Phil Tinhead from Brookside Oliver, or Olivia. I think it's like Olivia is Oliver.
Is it?
Harsh, yeah. And our ex-pro is Lee Sharp. Hey!
It's going back to whoever won it last year, because we probably won't win. But that's our lineup. So if you want to come and see us, Soccer 6 is Reading on Sunday. 08700 100 100. Go through to the live events line. Don't go through to the studio. Go through to the live events line, which is option 2. And then option 1 after that is details for this year's Soccer 6 and how you can get your tickets. But please make the effort, buy your tickets and go. I think they're 15 quid each. But you get a whole day of fun.
It's all for charity anyway.
Yeah, and if you leave the kids at home, then you can go to the boozer afterwards. Marvellous. In the, there's a, apparently, and one of the teams is Mark King. Now, is that Mark King from Level 42?
I thought that. Was it him?
Lessons in Love.
I don't know.
He must be getting on now, isn't he, Mark King from Level 42?
Yeah, I suppose so, a little bit. Now, the good thing is that there's no Ant and Dec team in there this year, because they're very good.
Mm.
Apparently Paul Hardcastle is quite decent. And Westlife were quite decent, but I don't know whether that was Westlife or McFadden. He was quite good.
Well, Nicky Burns, the keeper, isn't he? Used to be on Leeds books.
Yeah. We'll have him back if he wants. So anyway, Sunday at Reading, please come down, Soccer 6, with the Radio 1 team, including Chappers, Colin Murray and Spoonie. Managed by me and coached by Dave.
Hello.
Is it Allard the physio? Oh, no, Scott Mills is the physio.
Allard's assistant physio.
And, yeah, he's orange.
Head of spongy.
Yeah, exactly. I think you need a shower. Right, Tedious Link, Dave, are you ready? Yep. How do you answer this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday morning's Tedious Link? The drugs don't work from the Verve.
The phrase, the drugs don't work, is factually incorrect because certain drugs are very effective at alleviating the symptoms of illness, such as paracetamol to cure headaches and Ventolin for sufferers of asthma. In a medical dictionary, asthma would feature quite early on, somewhere between angina and athlete's foot. Athlete's foot can be treated with the help of powder, as can the problem of ants. Ants are very strong for their size and can carry objects on their back that are far bigger and heavier than themselves, a bit like a human trying to carry a porta cabin or a photocopier. Photocopiers require paper. Paper is made from trees. Trees are felled by lumberjacks. Lumberjacks can often be at high risk of getting caught in the middle of wild bushfires like the ones they have in Australia. Australia is a country that produced both Men at Work and Tina Arena.
Wow.
And Tina Arena had a top six hit with Chains in April 1994, the very same month, bizarrely, that first saw the release of JX and Son of a Gun.
Right.
Which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is, of course, JX and Son of a Gun.
Oh-ho!
Yeah, okay, of course.
Nice and loud then, please. Away you go. What a tune, JX and Son of a Gun. That was around about the same time as Tony DeBart as well.
It was, 94.
When I was occasionally DJing at the Coliseum in Halifax. That's right. Hello, Simon, if you're listening. Anyway, there you go.
Chris, I used to go and see you at the Coliseum in Halifax.
Oh, really? Did you enjoy it?
You were crap. Kept playing Tony DeBart and JX every week. Yeah, he had two records.
It was a short set, granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seamless Link?
Seamless Link, I think.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think.
Sure?
Yeah.
Rachel, any problems with the link?
Not really.
No?
Pretty much there.
Dave? You've got that lie look on your face.
No, there's some discrepancy as to where asthma would come in the medical dictionary, but I think that's a spelling issue, and I think I'm right and this person's wrong. They're saying it might come after athlete's foot, but I think that's incorrect.
Okay. Is now confused.
Isn't it A-S-T-H-M-A?
Yeah, it's A-S.
Therefore, it would come before athlete, which is obviously A-A-T.
He's wrong.
So he's wrong and I'm right.
Fascinating.
There you go.
Brilliant. It's half time on the show, which means it's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to ramble.
Oh, I pressed the wrong one.
That was a short one. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, Dave, what's it time to do?
Let's get ready to ramble.
You're knackered now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That wasn't one of his best. He didn't put everything into that. He just kind of half-hearted there.
You wouldn't be able to do it for as long as he did.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, we've done this game before, no. The how long can you hold your breath for game?
I mean the mouth. You know when you go round.
Do you know what we used to do? We used to do Bill Withers.
Lovely Day.
Or Will Smith. It's a lovely day.
That's a great game, Rachel. Honestly, the Bill Withers game.
Okay, well, let's time you then, Alan, on a ramble. Okay?
Okay.
When you're ready, we time you from ramble.
Do I have to say the whole thing?
Yeah, because it helps. So the ramble. Start it on the...
Burl.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. When you're ready.
Do I get echo?
Yep.
Let's get ready to ramble.
I can't believe Alan is actually doing this. What a loser. The guy won Rear of the Year this week, and now he's saying Burl as long as he can. There you go, that's it.
11 seconds.
Rubbish.
Dave wins.
Dave wins.
Can I just interrupt for a second just to say happy birthday to someone briefly, please?
Yes.
Happy birthday to Ali Williams, who is my cousin Paul's girlfriend, who is 40 today. Happy birthday, Ali. And also, I think it's my Uncle Dave's birthday today as well.
You think?
I think it is today. He'd love to be 40, but he's not. But happy birthday to him, too.
Well, is he 38?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
He's 42.
Yeah. So who's 40?
Ali Williams.
I'm sure she'll love the fact that you just said she's 40 on the radio today.
Do you think?
Yeah, I love that.
And it's our friend Nicola's birthday.
Who's Nicola?
As well. Nicola.
Oh, what's
Nicola the T. She's 40 as well.
No.
That's what you just said?
God, no.
I didn't say that.
She's 40,
at all.
Why is she older than 40?
No.
No.
What is she, 39?
A lot younger than that.
37.
I don't know, actually.
Right, okay.
She's younger.
She's not 37.
I don't mean.
Shut up!
Sorry.
Couldn't give a rat sass. You haven't bought her a bloody card, have you? Who cares? 39, 26, 40. I don't care. Back to Dave's Uncle Dave.
Yes.
I love your Uncle Dave.
That's nice.
You know, I've got a soft spot for Uncle
Dave.
I've
got a very nice photo from the wedding of you two looking mischievous.
It was sneaking booze, that's what it was. You think it's his birthday today?
I'm 95% sure.
Why don't you ring him?
I don't want to ring him.
Why? No, do it during a record.
Actually, I can't ring him. He's away anyway. I forgot about that.
And what are you saying happy birthday to him for then?
That's a good point.
So he's not even listening?
That's a very good point.
Well, we'll stuff him, don't
unless he's listening again on Tinternet.
Do you think he does that often?
No.
No, I don't think so. Anybody else they want to say hello to on the show?
Can I say good...
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say good luck to Matt, because this is his exams today.
Who?
Matt. Friend in Aberystwyth.
Oh, really? And who would Matt be?
Matt is... there's a group of uni friends that I know, really? And they're all doing exams, and he's doing a zoology, and my other friend Rich...
He's doing what?
Zoology.
Studying zoos?
That's what I asked. But
studying animals.
The science of zoos?
It's animals.
And next week, Rich is doing IT exams, so good luck for him for next week.
It?
IT.
Rachel, anyone you want to say hello to? As my show has now just become a free-for-all.
It's a message board.
It's cheaper than a phone call.
When I was in America, I made everybody listen again. So hello to all the people in America listening again, including my cousin. They listen all the time.
Right, in that case, I'm going to join in. I want to say hello to whoever fixed my dad's phone at the hospital that he's in. Because, you know, yesterday I moaned that his phone didn't work and I couldn't ring him. By the end of the show, Mum had texted me to say, he's got a new number. So somebody heard it and went, oh, I believe there's a problem with your phone. So he's been sorted out. He had to buy a phone card, but it's been sorted out. And apparently all the doctors and nurses and surgeons and people and porters and everybody have been very nice to my dad and really looked after him.
Well, that's good.
So there you go.
It's a happy story.
It's not out yet. Still in there. Then he went in, so, you know, so he could go, not feeling too smart. Have a look at me. He's still there. Honestly. He hasn't heard, you know, my mum... Because he obviously lives with my mum, you know.
They're married.
It's one of those traditional marriages. Mm. And so obviously he's you know, he's away from her for most of the day. He was saying to me the other day he thought he'd gone deaf. He hadn't heard a nag for that long. Anyway, get well soon, Daddy, for listening. Morning.
I think everybody's all jealous and... Because I'm like the...
Apparently, Mum was saying yesterday, because I love this, the fellow in the next bed is an old mate of theirs. Nice. So I like that. Apparently they're getting a lac house on fire.
What colour's yours when it comes out?
Mine's like green.
Slippers.
Hey?
Yeah.
My slippers are green.
Really?
My slippers are brown.
Brilliant.
Shall we go for a walk down to the lifts?
cracking. Hang on, start again. Go, Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
What's the number again there, Rachel?
08700 100 100.
Who's this now?
D12.
Tell you what, I'm feeling this track, as Tim Westwood would say. I mean, Westwood Mo, because I saw him yesterday. How you doing, Chris, man? He went to shake my hand, but I gave him a big bear hug instead.
Aren't you supposed to do that kind of, you know, street greeting? No. Slip me some skin and all
no.
that?
No. When Westwood talks to me, he comes into my world. Instead of going, it's a good look, Chris, it's a good look. He comes to me and goes, all right, mate, how you doing?
Give me a hug.
Yeah. Comes out next week. It's called Mr. Brightside. It's by The Killers. And obviously they're cool, so they'll be on Joe Wiley's show in the Live Lounge on the 24th of May, which is Monday.
Which is true.
The day that the song comes out. I like them a lot, The Killers. That's a great track. Okay, Rachel, explain to me why you've just pushed the screen towards me with their biography, which looks like 1,000 words.
I thought you might be able to read the very, very small writing. I'll read it for you if you like.
The Killers are Brandon, David, Mark and Ronnie. It was late 2002. Brandon Flowers, yes it is his real name, had been dumped by his one previous group, a synth pop outfit named Blush Response.
Is it Brendan or Brandon? Because you said both there.
Did I say Brendan?
Mm.
I apologise, it's Brandon.
Right.
Brandon Flowers.
Huh?
Nice. Well, you ruined that then, anyway.
Why?
Because I was...
Because I was confused. I was given a Brandon, and then you said Brandon.
Does it really care?
Well, I need to find some information.
I'm giving you information.
Yeah, but you give me the wrong names. That's the whole point of information. Seriously. It has to be correct.
Don't make me go around there and slap you. Or worse, get Alan to slap you. Right?
Brandon.
Do you want to remain first team coach of the Soccer 6 Radio 1 team? Then shut up. Anyway, they're all in a band and they're called The Killers. There you go, that's a little brief history of The Killers. How do you like them apples?
Terrific.
You heard, lovely. What do we need to do now, Rach?
Well, we were going to talk about the competition starting on Monday, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got a great competition starting on Monday. What do we do after that?
Play some more music.
It's R. Kelly next. Can we just not talk about the competition then, maybe?
We can do.
I think that might be a better idea. Because we're sending Allard out the studio for a fortnight. Heaven! June the 10th, in case you haven't heard, we are going to Portugal for 3 weeks for Euro 2004. Alan, don't let him leave without me meeting him.
Don't worry.
Okay,
good. Sorted it.
All sorted?
Yeah.
Good, all right then. Sorry, Kavanagh's in the building.
You're mad about Kavanagh.
He's a crazy guy. So Portugal then for 3 weeks for the football. And you, yes you, can be coming with us. Starting Monday, we're going to play a game called Where's Allard? We're going to send Allard around the UK to give out invites to the airport final of our competition. We're going to give out clues to his location every morning. The first listener who spots him and shouts out a password, which we'll give every day, a different password. First person to find Allard and go, but whatever the password is from this morning. But you have to say the password, obviously, you've got to say that. You'll get an invite for you and a friend to come to London and take part in the final. At the final, we'll whittle down all the finalists, and I love the word whittle, to three people. Those three people and a mate each will get on the plane with us, fly to Portugal and see all of England's three qualifying games. It's not a bad prize, is it?
It's a fantastic prize.
Where's Allard starts Monday. Your chance to see England play in Portugal for Euro 2004. Get your England tickets from a Welsh boy who doesn't particularly like football. It's a well-planned feature, isn't it?
Who cares who you get the tickets off as long as you get the tickets?
Right. So if you're up for going to Portugal for a couple of weeks, see three England games and hang out with us, subject to what you look like, look out for Allard in Where's Allard, starts next Monday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the sound of Swiss Beats. We got Cassidy in here. Cows. We're not from
Cows. R. Kelly and Cassidy. The Is that Natalie Cassidy who plays Sonia in EastEnders?
No, nor David Cassidy, neither.
Are there any other Cassidys? Butch Cassidy!
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, of course.
R. Kelly and Butch. That'd be your kind of person, wouldn't it, Allard?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because you like cowboys. What?
R. Kelly's a good mate.
R. Kelly's a good mate?
Yeah.
You've never met R. Kelly, have you?
No, I haven't.
No. I wouldn't be really interested in meeting him. Why are you laughing?
Because he's probably a really scary guy with a big entourage, though.
I believe with people he's never met before, his opening line is...
Look, Jay-Z and I have been in the same bar, so, you know, we're practically friends now, so R. Kelly's...
Well, were you in the same bar as Jay-Z?
In New York.
He doesn't hang out in the same sort of places as you.
He was there. I was just too drunk to say anything. I was dancing to Britney at the time.
You need to be drunk to do that. Actually, no, you don't, but most men do. Unless they're dancing with Britney. But that's another thought entirely. I had a dream about that once. Can't really talk about it on the air, though, but phew, she got up in my estimation. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's 9:27. Dave, the FA Cup is tomorrow.
Is it?
Man United versus Millwall in the FA Cup final.
I take it back. All the nice things we just said. I know, Dave, I know.
I can't say what I've just said, but it's shocking.
Alan, come in here a second. I can't say what we're talking about on the air, but we'll reveal all next week, okay? We can't say anything.
Nothing, Jules.
Piers, come in here, right? Piers, come in here. Honestly, trust me, okay? Something's just happened in the building, right, which is quite cool. And I just want to switch the microphone off, say a statement about it, which is true, put the microphone back on and gauge your reaction. Because that's quite cool, isn't it? Right, Piers? Right. Allard?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, the thing that's just happened is really, really cool, which is now, to take all the excitement away, as Dave just pointed out...
No.
Yes.
How awful is that?
That's horrible.
How awful is that? Now... Hey, by the way, hang on, let me switch the microphone off again. If you think you react bad to that, what? Imagine how... No, so there you go.
Bye, Piers. Have
Joe
a good
Wiley
show.
Is on at 10 o'clock this morning, produced by Piers, one of the greatest producers in Studio One at that time of the morning. Thank you. One. I really wish I could tell you what I was talking about, but I can't. I really can't. You look disturbed by it, to be honest.
No, I'm just wondering whether we can hint at it, but...
You can't.
No, we can't even do that.
No, not at all. I'll explain it next week if anybody really cares that much. Coming up, car park catchphrase, Ultra Beat, the 411 song that everybody's raving about. Is it 411 or 411?
411.
Thank you. Here's news support with Dom and Jules. It's just gone 9:32.
Victoria is moving to Spain to be with Bex.
And Formula One hits the streets of London.
BBC.
Five.
Chick, the morning. Thank you. Jo Wiley is here at 10 o'clock this morning. She's beautiful in every single way. Produced by Piers. And then after that, it's Colin and Edith at 1. And Sarah Cox is her last show before she goes off to be a mummy. Aww. Not like in Egypt.
They're going to wrap her in toilet paper or anything.
Although that would be like, maybe they do that for a laugh later. Maybe chapels will do that as a present.
A mummy ceremony.
You know what he's like, he's tight, he won't buy her a card or out like that. So, Sarah, if you're listening, have a great show. Play all your favourite records. Say what you want. What can they do? Fire you? You're off anyway. Ha ha ha, you got them. So there you go. So Sarah should be, and you know what as well? It'll be a great listen because when you're pregnant... Highly emotional. She's been talking about this a lot recently.
How would you know?
So I've been listening to her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how do I know that she's...
emotional.
All right. No, because she talks about it on the air. Like, she'll go, just be careful with me today. I might burst into tears at any moment.
All girls are like that to some extent.
No, your wife, because she's
what?
Not... Your wife is like that, though, because she's not the full shilling. But...
I don't think that's correct.
Huh? Okay, she's half a shilling.
Again, rude and unnecessary.
All right, 3/4 of a shilling.
Anyway, back to Sarah.
So anyway, Sarah goes, you know, I'm a bit emotional today, so just, you know, go easy with me, callers, if you're on the air and all that. So do you know what? If the team give her a really nice present, she might cry on the air. Which, as everyone knows, crying equals ratings. So there you go. It's up to the producers of Sarah's show. to help us and get... They were crying on the... Do you know what? It'll be like the last going live with Andy Peters and Emma Forbes. Remember that?
Target reference.
No, it is Target, but they cried on that. Shall I just shut up now?
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
Sarah from Three Today. Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. And Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam. I've never met Des Lynam. The Chris Miles Show. National Radio 1.
Belas rodas.
Mustard. Thank you very much. Alan?
Yeah?
Did you load the... This is a bit of an off-the-air conversation on the air. Did you load the elements for CPC?
No.
Onto the car
I couldn't see CPC. I only saw CCAT.
Yeah. Well, CCAT is the same. Well, that's what we use.
Oh, good.
So you've loaded CPC and Mr. Fish into cart one.
Beg your pardon.
I know. That could have been a nightmare.
That would have been bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right, it's 9:44. You look confused, Dave.
The CCAT's a ferry, isn't it?
No. Not on this show. CCAT stands for Car Park Catchphrase.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. Me and Roy Walker are here.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. It's the game of the century. Kind of. Let's get straight in and meet today's contestants then, please, Roy.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
It's Catherine and I'm from Knaresborough.
You sound really, really excited, Catherine.
Sorry, is that better?
That's okay. Oh, do you know where Knaresborough is, Dave?
Yes, I do. It's near Harrogate.
Yay!
Yeah. It's nice there, posh.
What do you do, Catherine?
I'm a mummy.
Oh.
Best mum in the world.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 29. I'm clinging on to my 20s.
You sound so much younger.
I look it too.
I bet you're haggard. How many kids have you got?
I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh.
Hello, Luke.
What's the other one called?
Elliot. Yeah. He's too little, you see, he won't know.
Right, no. But I wouldn't, though, ignore him, you know.
And that's a complex.
I think, generally, an equal amount of love to all your children is the way forward.
Okay, sorry, Elliot.
Yeah, he won't understand you, though, love.
Oh, yeah.
So, where are you parked?
I'm parked in Ripley.
Whereabouts?
Do you know Ripley? Yeah. The Ball's Head Pub.
Well, you're starting early, aren't you, love? 9:46?
Well, you know, being a mum's hard work.
Tell you what. See, now, Dominic's a father. Dominic, you read our news, and he's always after a cheeky beer all times of day.
Well, yeah, you see, it's hard work.
It drives you to drink, it's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your kids can't drive you to the pub, though.
Not literally drive you to drink.
That's what they do when they're older, though.
Yeah.
Once they get to 17.
Who's with you in the car, Catherine?
Just Elliot.
Oh, hi, Elliot.
Oh, he's playing with a fire engine.
Okay. Say no more. Right. What car are you driving, Catherine?
I'm driving a Vauxhall Zafira.
Nice wheels.
My son will love that.
Do you know what?
Why do we say it to you in Portuguese?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you driving again?
A Vauxhall Zafira. Belas rodas.
Yeah, fascinating, isn't it? All right, good luck, Kath. Oh, no, let's hear your horn. We haven't heard your horn.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Lovely. How does Elliot react to that? Not at all. We're still playing with
the
fire engine.
Not at all. No, right. He is.
Right. Hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Darren from Huddersfield.
Yay! Hi, Aaron, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
That's lovely. Are you talking like a Yorkshire lad?
Eh, no.
Oh, nah.
What do you do, Aaron?
I'm a window cleaner.
Hey, hey! Do you work for yourself?
I do, yeah, actually, yeah.
Okay, so how many windows a day do you clean? Or how many houses?
About 30.
30. How often do you get tips? Is it just at Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty bad round for the sales.
Mm. Right.
Pretty too bad.
Cheers, mate. And roughly, how many times a month do you see something through a window that you really shouldn't be seeing?
I haven't seen anything yet. My friend who sat next to me has seen everything at once.
Well, I bet he has, yeah.
And he watched for about 10 minutes, apparently.
Took a really long time on the window.
Yeah.
Well, if you want, I can give you Alan's address, and you'll definitely see something when you clean his windows.
I bet you would, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you might not, depending if you had your glasses on. Yeah. Where are you parked, Aaron?
I'm parked on Death Lane in Cowslaw.
Very nice. You know that, Alan?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Good. And what are you driving?
VW Golf.
VW Golf?
Mm, yeah. Bellas Rodas.
Bellas Rodas.
There's a guy behind me wanting to get past me.
Right. Do you have to move out of the way?
Yeah, I've moved.
Right, okay. Well, that's quick
Carry
move.
On.
Maybe he's dancing. what was it? I don't know. I've done the horn, haven't I? No?
No.
I'm miles away today. Oh, yeah. Hang on a second.
Bellas Rodas.
Let's hear your horn then, Aaron. What the hell is that?
Sounds like an accordion.
Yeah. It's like a squeeze box. Let's hear it again, Aaron.
Okay.
Catherine, let's hear yours again. All right, I don't think we're going to get those two mixed up, are we?
I don't think so.
No, all right. Catherine, are you ready?
Yes!
Aaron, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catch Riz.
All right, good luck to the pair of you. Eyes down, looking, fingers on horns, no interfering. Mr. Fish is training to become a football referee. He's got a lot to learn. Before he starts, he's going to clean the kit of one of the chief refs. He's cleaned the boots, which look really clean. And he's cleaned his shorts, which look really clean. And he's cleaning the whistle, which now looks really clean. I think that was just... Aaron got there first.
It was. As clean as a whistle?
As clean as a whistle.
You're right!
Come on! Oh, yes. I love the fact that your song goes...
That would be quiet.
Just fades away. Right, Catherine, come on.
I'm there.
You know, for someone who loves one child more than the other, you really need to win.
Gotta win.
You know, evil parent and all that. So get this one right and you stay in the game, all right?
Okay.
All right, well done, Aaron. Get this one right, you win, okay?
Cheers, mate.
All right.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is spending a night in the pub with his good mate, Terry. Terry is addicted to fruit machines. He's teaching Mr. Fish how many points you get for the different types of fruit. Apparently, in this game, you get 4 points for an apple, 2 points for an orange, and only 1 point for a banana. What about the pears, says Mr. Fish? Do you get any points for them? Terry, his mate, explains that you don't really get anything for a pear in this particular game. Yes, Catherine!
Nothing for a pair in this game.
You're absolutely right!
Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Congratulations, well done, Catherine. So, Aaron and Catherine, it's one apiece. Whoever gets this one right will be today's big winner. I know. I'm as excited as you, Catherine. Here we go, then.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is spending the day now with Pete Waterman, where he's been taken out on his private steam train. It's a very nice train, with all the mod cons. Mr. Fish looks suitably impressed. But, oh, hang on, what was that? Sounds like there was a loud bang. It looks like Pete's train has... looks like it's come off the rails. Yes, Aaron?
Don't come off the rails? Oh, I don't know.
No.
Don't come off the rails.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Can't give you don't come off the rails, because that's not a catchphrase, is it, really? And Catherine's going to try and steal it.
Oh, pressure's on. No, I didn't beep.
Oh, did he not?
I didn't beep.
All right.
Oh.
Well, it was just maybe that fella behind you, Aaron, can't get past you.
Could be, yeah, probably.
All right, back to the clues. His train is quite literally off the rails, like the... Yes, Aaron?
Off the rails.
Off the rails!
You're a winner.
Right! So you've got to get it right. You've got to have it right, Aaron, and you got it, my boy.
Cheers, Ray.
Brilliant. Really excited, isn't he?
Yeah, I am.
Well, hang on there, Aaron. Catherine, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm really sad now.
I know. And you've got your little boy in the car.
And my son's going to be so ashamed of me.
I know. And you could have won some lovely prizes. We could have sent you some special prize. But I tell you what, though, Catherine.
Yeah?
Have a lovely weekend and thanks for playing.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Aaron, well done.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You've won some Farley's Rusks.
Excellent. What are they?
It doesn't matter. Something to help
people. They're good for infants.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you'd like as a prize?
I'd like to... What did you say then? Just repeat it, please.
Farley's Rusks.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd like to give a shout-out to a mate, if I could.
A shout-out to a mate?
Yeah.
Okay, all right then.
Okay, I'd just like to say hello to Aaron.
Okay, lovely. Well, thanks for playing, and have a good day. There you go. That was it. It's our great car park catchphrase. See what I did there? Cut him off. Aaron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
I'm only joking, mate. I was really rude. Who do you want to say hello to?
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Love that. Blink 182 at Radio 1, and I miss you, which is very nice. Let's see that seamless faded out the Blink 182 into the jingle.
Wasn't a great mix, but a mix nonetheless.
Speaking of which, Pete Tong will be on again tonight. The Essential Selection, getting ready for the weekend. Well, he might be. More holidays than Father Christmas, Tongy. You know what he's like.
He always likes to start the weekend in, doesn't he?
Sarah's last show today on Radio 1 before she becomes a mummy. 3 o'clock today. Colin and Edith at 1 o'clock, and the beautiful Joe Wiley. She's seriously got the hots for me today as well.
She hasn't.
She hasn't.
No, she's clear. Hot. I've never seen less chemistry between two people.
She was jealous that I said nice things about Nimone.
So anyway.
So, Joe Wiley coming up next. Have a great weekend. Ta-ra. The Chris Moyle Show.